Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Pregnancy of Titi in the evening, text number 42. Titi Ruvacha Vadam Bhagavata Sakshat Sunabhodar Bahuna. Ashase putrayor mayam mam kruddhat brahmanat prabho. Ditiruvacha vadam bhagavata sakshat Sunabhodar Bahuna Bahuna Ashase Putrayor Mayam Makrithat Brahmanat Prabho Ditiruvacha Vadam Bhagavata Sakshad Sunabhodar Bahuna Bahuna Ashase Putrayor Mayam Makridhat Brahmanat Prabho. Diti Ruvacha. Diti said, Vadam, the killing. Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Sakshat, directly. Sunapha, with his Sudarshan weapon. Udara, very magnanimous. Bahuda, by the arms. Ashase, Ashase, I desire, putra yoho, of the sons, mayam, of mine, ma, never be it so, kridhat, by the rage of brahmana, of the brahmanas, prabho, O my husband. Translation and purport by Islam in Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Diti said, it is very good that my sons will be magnanimously killed by the arms of this personality of a Godhead with his Sudarshana weapon. O my husband, may they never be killed by the wrath of the Brahmana devotees. When Diti heard from her husband that the great souls would be angered by the activities of her sons, she was very anxious. She thought that her sons might be killed by the wrath of the brahmanas. The Lord does not appear when the brahmanas become angry at someone, because the wrath of a brahmana is sufficient in itself. He certainly appears, however, when his devotees simply become sorry. A devotee of the Lord never prays to the Lord to appear for the sake of the troubles the miscreants cause for him, and he never bothers him by asking for protection. Rather, the Lord is anxious to give protection to the devotees. Diti knew well that killing of her sons by the Lord would also be his mercy. And therefore she says that the will and the arms of the Lord are magnanimous. If someone is killed by the will of the Lord and is thus fortunate enough to see the arms of the Lord, that is sufficient for his liberation. Such a good fortune is not achieved even by the great sages. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sham Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Utale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As in the previous verse, Kashyapa Muni has called their lordship as Loka Bhavana. Who is deciding welfare of people in general. Even though he gets angry, that is also for the welfare of the people in general. And that is confirmed in this verse. Even Diti, whose sons are going to get killed by the Lord, she is also saying that he is magnanimous. Whatever he does, that is only for the sake of compassion for the living entities. Whether they are demons or whether they are brahmanas or his own devotees. But she is not scared of getting killed, her son, by Lord. But she is scared of the wrath of brahmanas. If brahmanas are angered, then nothing can save them actually. As explained in one of the songs by Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Hari sthane aparade tare hari nama. If someone commits any offense at the lotus feet of the Lord, that person can get saved by the holy name. So holy name is most magnanimous. But he says, Tomas sthane aparade nahi paritrana. If someone commits offense at the lotus feet of devotee, then there is no way to get rid of that. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this aparadha is nothing but matthati, means elephant which has gone crazy. What you can expect from them? Everything, whatever comes in their ways, gets devastated. So same way, if you commit offenses, and especially at the feet of Vaishnavas, there is no salvation. Nothing in the world that can be save you from the wrath of Vaishnavas. In general, they never get angry, but once they get angry, then nobody can save them. Nobody can save that person. Only if that person takes shelter at the lotus feet of that Vaishnava, that time only that person can get saved. And we have examples. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Durvasa Muni came and visited Maharaj Ambarish, who was the ruler of Ayodhya. He came and he committed offense at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Do you know who was Durvasa Muni? Durvasa Muni. What was his identity? He was known as a Tapodhana. Tapodhana means he has the opulence of austerities. And because of that severe austerities, he had tremendous powers, mystic powers. Because of which he can travel all over the universe. Forget about the universe, he can travel one universe to another universe. Even he can go to Vaikuntha planets with the same body. Can you imagine? That was the power of Durvasa Muni. And wherever there is a power, there is an ego. Wherever there is an ego, there is a fall. So Durvasa Muni had a fall. Because of his pride, he never understood the position of Ambarish Maharaj. And he committed offense. He created one Kritya, the ferocious figure, to kill Ambarish Maharaj. But as explained in the scripture, if Krishna wants to save someone, who can kill him? Rakhe Krishna mare ke? Mare Krishna rakhe ke? As explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If someone is saved by their Lord Shiva, who is going to kill him? And someone is destined to get killed by the Lord, who is going to save him? Both ways. So here Durvasa Muni, he ran pillar to post to save himself from the wrath of Sudarshana. Shri Sudarshana, the weapon of their lordship, is also considered non-different from the Lord. And the Sudarshana is very merciful. But same time, it's very ferocious. Whenever there is a disturbance, or that disturbance which is created by the miscreants to Vaishnavas, to Brahmanas, Sudarshana takes care of that. Immediately he manifests and he tries to kill them. Even in Lord Chaitanya's pastime we can see that. Who were those brothers who were troubling the whole people in the Navadvip? What was their names? Gopakumar Pro? Kya naam tha? अरे दादा किधर घुस गए? नवदीप में कौन था? जोगाई मन है. See, they troubled so many people. Lord Gauranga never took care of that. He left them on their ways. But once they offended Lord Nityananda, And then that was the day. That was the last day of their misbehaving. Lord Gauranga ran there where he saw that Lord Chaitanya's head was broken by Jagai or Madai? Who? Jagai? Or Madai? Who broke his head? Jagai? Huh? He smashed that liquor pot on Lord Nityananda's head and Lord Nityananda started pleading. And immediately Lord appeared there. And what he did? He called up Sudarshan immediately. At same time, Madai, he fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and he begged forgiveness. Jagai, he was perplexed by seeing that whatever intoxicating he has taken, all that has gone. He came to his external consciousness and he realized what he has done. And Nityananda Prabhu, he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, this incarnation is not there to kill the miscreants, but to change their heart. So we don't need a Sudarshanadna. What we need is your compassion. And then Lord embraced Madai. As he embraced Madai, because he took shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And immediately, the blackish color of Madai changed into the golden. As explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chitragupta lost his office that day because the amount of sins that they have committed, it had the heaps of records in Yamaloka. And so easy to write it down. The accounts of their sins. He was having every day overtime to write their sins. But once Lord Gauranga became compassionate to them, he freed them from all the sins that they have committed. So that's the glory. If you take shelter at the lotus feet of Vaishnava, you get rid of sins, what you have accumulated since lifetimes. But same time, if you commit offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava, no one can save you. You may be high in your reputation, maybe in the social position, maybe academically or maybe bodily strength you may have, but everything will get destroyed. And we have example for that. Duryodhana, one of the most powerful warrior in the Mahabharata. He had the strength of 10,000 mad elephants. Can you imagine? Not a simple mad elephants. He was extraordinarily intelligent in politics. And as he was ruling, his rule was really good. People were appreciating that. But he committed offense at the feet of Pandavas and got destroyed. Bhishma Dev, even is a great Vaishnava, considered as one of the Mahajanas. But silently, he accepted the disrobing of Draupadi in front of him. Thus, he committed offense to Draupadi. And he has to die. He was unparalleled in weaponry science. He was unparalleled in Vedic studies. He was unparalleled in austerities and everything. But still, he got killed. So one has to be very, very careful not to anger devotees, especially is brahmanas. Brahmanoho asya mukham maasit. Lord accept everything through the mouth of brahmanas, and he speaks through that same mouth also. So one has to respect them. Mostly in our institute we see that brahmanas are considered useless. The person who brings money is considered most important, rather than the pujaris or the person who is in brahminical standard. Why? Because he does not generate revenue. That's what their consideration. But we have seen for last 3 decades in temple where they have well respected devotees, especially the pujaris. Because in one of the conversation in Vrindavan, Prabhupada, when he was walking on his morning walk, he heard somewhere in some temple that blowing of conch. And he heard that. And he said, you know, this person is so dear to their lordship. Everyone was surprised. Who is that? The person who does the pujari seva to the Lord. Why? Then Prabhupada said, he is doing the same thing what he is supposed to do in the spiritual world. What he is doing? He is doing the personal service to their lordship. He is offering different articles to their lordship. He is feeding their lordship. He is dressing them. 24 hours a day he is just thinking about the Lord. Even in Shrimad Ramanujacharya's life we can see. He used to give such importance to archakas. Archakas means the personal servant who is doing all the services to the deities. Pujari. He used to follow their instruction even though he was acharya of that sampradaya. Why? Because he used to say they are guided by their lordship. So one has to be very careful. And wherever there is offense at the feet of devotees, there is a destruction. And we are going to see the whole episode of that. How Hiranyaksha, he committed severe offense at the feet of Prahlad Maharaj. And he got his time. Got killed by the Lord. So here Diti is showing her concern that Ashaste Purutrayor Mayam Ma Krudhat Brahmanat Prabho. Oh my master, she is calling her husband. Not like as they call servant with their name. Ramu come here, Shamu come here. She is calling her husband as a Prabhu. That's the respect that woman should show to her husband. But now there is everything has gone. They consider equality. If he can call me by name, I can also call him by name. But that's not the way of showing respect. At least they should have some brains that they should understand this person is elder than me. So at least I should honor him in that way. Privately what you do, nobody cares. But at least in the public place, you should honor that person. But being a Vaishnava, you should be same in and out. If you respect your own husband, you can respect other people. Otherwise, there is no possibility. These are the social etiquettes also taught in Srimad Bhagavatam. Diti Who was she actually? Whose daughter she was? Daksha Prajapati. Most powerful personality of that era. She is daughter of that person who was second controller after Brahmaji. Can you imagine? And who was Kashyapa? A hermit who was staying in jungles, woods, who was performing austerity. So wealth-wise, she was very opulent, but she never lost her senses. When she got married with Kashyapa, she honored him as a master. That's why this word Prabhu has come here. She would have also thought that I am so opulent, I came from such a wealthy aristocratic family and I can call him like anything. No. That's not the way. I was surprised once. We were in Belgium and went to some industrialist's house for some Jagannath Rath Yatra donation. And we were sitting in the living room. And as we sat there, the person whom we went to meet, his wife was there. And it's not that they were young, but they were elderly couple actually. And she started calling, "Sachin, Sachin, Sachin." We were surprised. Who is that Sachin? She's calling her son or she's calling their servant. And then that person came. "Yes, yes, I'm coming down." And that person is around like a 55, 60 and he came down. And it was for our surprise that such an elderly woman in front of the boys. We were like a 20, 22, 23, 24 like that. And in front of us, at least she would have given respect to her husband. But she was calling him with a name. And they had one education institute even. So what you can expect from these people? They don't know how to honor, how to respect their own person. What respect they can give to others? It really does matter. Sometimes we call ourselves as a great devotees, had hold maybe a great position, but what the use if you don't respect? Because what you throw, that comes back to you. So that need to be understood. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it teaches you everything from a simple dealings in day-to-day life up to the ultimate dealings that we should have with their Lordship. And that's why Sanatana Goswami says, "Madek Bandhu Madek Sangi Mad Mahadhanamevacha." What is that? This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bandhu means what? Bandhu means a friend. What's the role of friend in our life? Hope, I think all you have at least one friend in your life. Huh? What's his role? If you don't have, make at least one friend in a life, otherwise your life is waste. What's his role?
I can say, in my life, my friends, they help me.
They help you?
Yes.
In what? Which way?
To be a better person.
Exactly. A friend is a person who shares the most important thing in your life with you in different perception. You may think something, but he has another perception which you don't have. And he adds that thing in your life. Even in the devotee circle also you should have a friend. Sometimes superficially we try to get detached from everything. Oh, I'm not attached to anything. I don't want to have any material attachment, you know. So I don't have any friends. That's rubbish. Bandhu, bandhu means, as you say, that who helps you to become a better person. And who helps you really that? Sanatan Goswami says that's Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't need any friendship for this world because I have a friend who is known as a Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are on that stage, it's okay. Don't have any friends. But if you are not on that stage, you should have a friend who can help you to be a better person. And that's the real wealth in your life, that you have someone who can help you to be better. And if you don't have, your life is useless. See, in our Vedic Institute, everything has its own purpose. Like a vivaha, marriage, is not just for getting a two opposite genders together to have the sex life. No. In the vivaha vidhi, in the process of this marriage ceremony, there are particular verses which explains the role of husband and wife. When they do this saptapadi, there is the last one. Tvam mama sakaha bhavatu. You be my friend. What is that? Who can stay with me throughout life to make me a better person? Nowadays, why these duos are happening? Because they have forgotten this principle of coming together. They are together to help each other to be a better person. And here we can see how to respect. Diti being equally as a Prajapati, because she is also a Prajapati. She is producing all this living entity with the help of Kashyapa. She was getting conceived by Kashyapa. So she is the mother of living entities. And as you see in the home, who is more dear to the family? Mother than the father. And she holds a greater position. And here, she is showing respect to her husband, calling him as a Prabhu, my master. So sometimes we say that charity begins at home. So the surrenders also begins at your level only. That need to be understood. Otherwise this whole thing is just for discussion and hearing and just leaving it. Okay, you spoke it nicely. Thank you very much. You never follow it, so we know we don't want to follow it. But that's not the way. At every level, with our own endeavor, we should try for that. And we should work on that particular way. Otherwise, life is whole waste. W-A-I-S-T or W-E-S-T. Huh? W-A-S-T. That is waste.
That's something that's wasted.
Garbage. So what we have to make our life, that's in our hand. And what help us to be a better person, that is our wealth. So let's try to gather such a wealth. Hare Krishna. So any comment, any question, any critique?
Seeing after, looking after the pure devotee and pure brahmana, and then they deny the whatever trying to be, became a pure. all the time just they are putting pure, and who is discriminating? Pure or impure, how is possible?
Simple thing is there. You attract to people of your own nature. If your people pure, you will get attracted to pure people. If you are contaminated, you have your own nature, you will get same nature people around. A birds with the same feather flocks together. That's what? So if you are sincere, you are... क्यों भाग जा रहे हैं क्या भगवान भागे जा रहे हैं ये सारा आवाज जाता है इस पे हम खोल देंगे हम यही रहेंगे ना सो द काइंड ऑफ अ पीपल द काइंड ऑफ अ नेचर द काइंड ऑफ अ हार्ट यू हैव सेम काइंड ऑफ अ पीपल यू विल गेट अट्रैक्टेड दैट इज द लॉ ऑफ अट्रैक्शन इज दैट ट्रू
I think it's true.
Yeah. It's universal truth. The law of attraction is that the few things, what you have, you will attract the same things from the mother nature. You will be the people who are with the same nature as you. When we start to become judgmental, then we start to compare. And to compare and get the proper result, you need to have a proper intelligence. If you are not having a proper intelligence, then everything will be...
They are deposit and they are just, you have to do for pure work. And surrounding unpure work happens because we don't know who is pure. In real, we don't know.
See, as a simple thing, if you are sincere, and you have a strong desire, you know, heart, Lord fulfills that. That's the law of attraction. You attract that thing. You try it out. For a 2 day, just think about that. I wanted to talk to some pure person who can enlighten my heart. I'm giving you in return. If you have a same desire for 2 days in your heart, strongly, definitely you are going to get some conversation with the pure devotee. And that will enlighten you. I have experienced that. It depends upon the desire that you possess. Because the whole universe, the whole world is created because of your desire. Ichha desha samutpayana. Sarge yanti paramta. Because of desire. Artificially, if things that if he himself is a cheating, he will get cheaters only, all surrounded by them. It's you have to decide what you want, and you should be very firm on that. Then, want it, and Lord will give you, because the whole nature is meant for you to facilitate you so that you can make a progress to be a better person. Do we think in that way? Most of the time, or 99.95%, we always have negative thoughts in our mind. When we see some person negatively, immediately we think some negativity about him. That's what happens. That's our nature. Because we are in this world where these things are so prominent. And if you see people who always try to find something good in others, they are always happy. Look at their face. They are jubilant. No need for them to get some external additives to become happy. They remain happy because they see happiness everywhere. And there are people you can see, even in the midst of the happiest moment, they are like... Why? Because they see negativity everywhere. Oh my God, now he has come, another headache will start. And you are attracting that headache, you are going to get that headache. Because Mother Universe, like everyone, have you heard of story of that Alauddin and Genie? Arabic tells, there was one person, he got a lamp, and as he rubbed the lamp, the genie came out. And what that genie used to say? Your wish is my command, O Lord. And he used to fulfill the wishes of that Alauddin. So same way, we have also genie with us. And who is that? Our mind. If you think, oh, today is my bad day, your wish is my command. Mind is there. And he will make all the arrangements that your day will be bad day. At the same time, if you say early in the morning, you get a, what a wonderful day today. Lord has blessed me with this new way of living. So let me enjoy. And then what your mind will say? Your wish is my command. And that mind will attract the only positive things in the world. And it will work with you. That's why what we do. Early in the morning we get up and we ask for what? Mercy of our spiritual master. We pray for the mercy of spiritual master. If you pray for the mercy of the spiritual master and you think that this is what going to save me in this world, you are going to get saved. You are going to attract the mercy of material nature rather than the wrath of material nature. And your day will be good. Your life will be good. So it depends upon you how to work it out. What you desire, you are going to get it. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.